Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today, we're actually just got back from Colorado, and I wanted to do a little 2017 episode solo, because normally we have co-hosting type of partnerships going on, and this will be the second one ever for the Live the Fuel show. And I just said, you know what? We had such a great vacation the past, I'd say, 9-10 days in Colorado. Amazing powder, amazing weather. And so today's episode, I decided to actually Facebook Live it. We'll hyperlink this back into the website show notes once this episode goes out this Monday. And but today, you'll be listening to just me. So for this episode here in 2017, I wanted to kind of do a 2017 reflection because the year just started off and everybody's got different kinds of New Year's resolutions that I've been hearing about between my time living here in Pennsylvania or just people that I've run into in Colorado over the past 2 weeks while we were out there skiing and just living life to the fullest. So for our Facebook Live listeners, thanks for listening in. And again, for this episode, this will be airing actually this Monday here at the end of January. So I chose the title of 2017 Reflection and Colorado Skiing just because it was just such a powerful trip. I love going back to Colorado. I did live there in 2012 and 13, and that was after I lived a couple years in Arizona when I was doing the wildland firefighting thing. And I just love going back to Colorado. And right now, 2017, this is like an epic ski season. For anybody listening in on Facebook Live, I have some serious tan lines here. You kind of, you can tell they're starting to calm down a little bit from the goggle tan. So not bad for less than 2 weeks of skiing. And especially since most of the days was overcast and it did not have a lot of, we'll just say a lot of blue sky days. We had lots of snow coming down. So actually the first day of the trip, we were on I-70 leaving the Denver airport. Luckily, we stopped and got some wine and some meats and cheeses and some groceries before leaving the Denver area to climb into the mountains on I-70 to go out to our house in Edwards, Colorado. And Mother Nature was kind enough to be dumping some snow in the Loveland Pass. So for any people who are listening on Facebook Live or hearing this episode, if you've ever traveled through Colorado and it is the winter season, you never know what you're going to get in the mountain passes. So the Loveland Pass is the first one you have to get through. And then eventually, if you're going far enough west, you're going to go through the Vail Pass. And we basically all the traffic came to a stop and we were stuck in the middle of I-70. And luckily we had food and wine and water. And basically for an hour, no vehicles moved and snow kept dumping while they cleared an accident or something in Colorado. So for those of you who actually live in Colorado and listen to this podcast, I love it. I don't care. We hung out and just jacked the stereo up and partied on, and we had a full tank of gas, and that's why you go into the mountains prepared, especially in states like Colorado in the middle of the ski season. So, but more importantly, the skiing was just so amazing because growing up here in the Northeast in Pennsylvania, we have our man-made ice. We have our, we'll just say we have very interesting skiing conditions. I always joke around, if you can ski here in the Northeast, you can ski anywhere because we do have ice. We do have man-made ice and, we'll just say lots of ice. It's very rare we have a good powder day. And this year, Colorado, Idaho, I gotta say there's anywhere out west is having probably their most epic ski season ever. So if anybody watching this on Facebook Live or you're listening to this podcast episode come this Monday when this airs, you guys got to take a ski trip, snowboard trip, I don't care, snowmobile trip. Anybody who loves winter sports or just wants to get outdoors and enjoy the snow, get out west because it's just been dumping. Mammoth in California had a record like 20 feet of powder, of snow that dropped in 1 week's time. While we were traveling out there a week and a half ago, when we first got out there, Winter Park, one of my old ski race athletes, shout out to Alex Price, and his father texted me saying, hey, yeah, Alex is actually trapped in Winter Park. He can't get out. The roads are all closed. And then there's a mountain that I did a lot of mountain biking in Colorado called Crested Butte. And Crested Butte, Colorado is amazing. Anybody's ever been there, it is just this profound, like, mountain biking, road biking, just mountain ski loving community. And they also were on the news because they were getting so much snowfall that they actually had to close the resort because the ski lift chairs were getting jammed with snow, and they couldn't shovel and clear out fast enough. That's how much snow was dropping, how quickly. So for some of you people who are listening or watching in, maybe you don't love snow and you can't stand it. Like my father, he drives a lot and he can't stand snow. Me, I embrace it. That's why I own a Subaru. All-wheel drive is where it's at. So I'm all about adventure and I really love the snow. So the point of that is that, again, to shorten up that story, get out west, Idaho, Colorado, heck, Utah, Nevada. I ran into a guy at a haircut today, so now that I got back, and he's going out to Utah, I think, in a couple days, Park City. So shout out to Alex. I know you'll be watching this and listening to this as well. So again, back to the point of this show. Besides Colorado being amazing, we stayed in Edwards. We buy the Vail ticket every year because the cost of a lift ticket here in the Northeast for one mountain, I can get the entire Epic Pass. So for those of you who are new to this and aren't really experienced in skiing or snowboarding, the Epic Pass is amazing because you have access to all resorts that are on the Epic Pass that are owned by Vail Corporation or any other partnerships that are involved in that ticket. So for like $500-$600 for a Vail local ticket, I have access to multiple mountains. So we skied Vail, we skied Arrowhead, which is owned by Beaver Creek. We skied Beaver Creek Ski Resort. We took a day, drove out to A-Basin, and I love A-Basin because that's a privately held resort, but they're on the Vail ticket, and they top out at 13,000 feet. I haven't skied there in years, and just was so great being back there. For those of you guys who are friends with me on Facebook, there's already a lot of great photos up from this past week and a half. I got a few more that I'm going to upload. I'm going to try and organize them into one like 2017 ski trip folder because, again, I do this trip every single year. And we changed up the mountains last year. We did Big Sky, Montana. The 2 years before that, we were in Vail. And I just love Colorado. I love it. I buy a new hat every year. Actually, for those of you on Facebook Live, there's the new hat. I love Colorado. I love changing it up. A lot of people go with the Colorado logo. I'm getting a kick out of this. For those of you guys who are listening on the podcast, you can't see this. I'll try and have a photo or a link to this Facebook video so you guys can see what I'm talking about. But this is awesome. There's a store called Colorado Limited. And I love the mountain landscapes. They got these in all different kinds of colors. So yeah, I geek out. I got hats. For you Facebook Livers, you want to see something geeky about Scott Mulvaney. I have a obsession. I might need counseling on this, but I have I like stickers. I probably picked up probably $20, $30 in freaking stickers. So, I have a little obsession there. It's like Deep Pal, Colorado. That's a great one. Colorado logos. I got biking theme stuff because all of my coffee canisters or Nalgene water bottles and even a couple of the windows on my car, only select stickers make it to the car. But this has just been something I've been doing for years. I have a stainless steel cooler because I do a lot of tailgating for ski trips and mountain biking, and I want to have water and everything there. And I want the cooler to look cool because stainless steel, the stickers go on it a lot better. So I have a small collection, and that's just for the gear. And any of you gear junkies out there who like stickers like I am, it's actually a cheap obsession. I don't think it's actually unhealthy because you're paying a couple of bucks per sticker, and that might be on your water bottle, your cooler, or maybe your garage refrigerator, or a toolbox or something for years to come. So there's always something coming a memory tied to that. And some of these are from different ski resorts I go to every year, and I just think that's cool. That's just something that I do. So for those of you who have known me a long time, yeah, you've seen my sticker collection. It's kind of ridiculous. But back to just reflecting on 17, man, it's, I'm just so stoked because it's the winter time. I'm switching my CrossFit training over to strength training, but it doesn't help when you're on a ski trip for 10 days and 8 days straight, you're skiing nonstop. There's not a lot of strength training going on there. So now that I'm back this weekend, I'm going to have to make that jump tomorrow on Sunday at CrossFit Adoration where I coach at. We always do a Hero Sunday, a Hero Wad Sunday, and I'll get my ass handed to me easily tomorrow because of just all the time. One advantage I should say real quick from skiing in high altitude of Colorado is my lungs are great, but my legs are fried. And that's part of my reflection here for 17 to help tie it all together and connect Colorado for the listeners or for the people here on Facebook Live. It's all about life balance. And you know, as soon as I got back, I said, you know what? I'm all about wellness. Like right before the ski trip, I wanted to really make sure I was super healthy, could really dial in for the altitude. I do little things just from hiking 14,000 foot peaks out west. I learned about you know, red blood cell count and oxygenation of the blood. And one of the little hacks I do is I'll make sure I eat red meat for a couple of days beforehand, or a lot of spinach or broccoli because of the iron content. And I've noticed that I perform better the first day or two as your body adapts to that altitude. Because for any of you who've ever been to Colorado or haven't been to Colorado, when you fly into Denver, you are at 5,000 feet. In Edwards, where my girlfriend's family's house is at, that's I think around 7,000 feet. Top of Vail on top of the mountains tops out at around 11,000 feet. Breckenridge, 12,000 plus feet. A Basin, where we went this week, was 13,000 feet. So now that I've been living back on the East Coast, I'm not as altitude experienced. So it's important to adapt as quickly as possible so you can actually enjoy your ski trip or hiking trip or whatever time of year you have to be traveling out to amazing terrain like Colorado and other states have. So that's a quick little lifestyle hack for you guys is don't be afraid of your iron and eat your veggies and take your vitamins. So, but prep before the trip, I decided to go through one of my normal detoxes. So for those of you guys who know me, I've been an isogenics guy for a long time. I'm a huge nutritional nut, and being able to detox your body, which is a natural occurring process, is so crucial to your overall health every single day. The problem is, and I'm not going to dive into it heavily on this episode, but I've already had PhDs on this podcast talking about your fat cells and why it's important to detox the body, to empty the fat cells out. Shout out to Dr. Sylvia Tara. She's on one of our prior episodes. She's got a new book called The Secret Life of Fat. I highly recommend you download it as an audiobook, buy it physically, I don't care, but study it up, learn about your body, understand how fat works. It's not about the calories, people. It's about your hormones. That is what affects your weight gain and weight loss. I can eat like a pig because I eat very clean. And the biggest problem with most of the American diet especially is that a lot of us are so full of toxins and toxicity in our lifestyle due to some of the food choices or lifestyle choices like drinking, et cetera, alcohol. It does build up a lot of things in our life and our bodies, and our body can only detox itself so well. So the reason why I love Isogenics is because they were the first company to teach me about detoxing my body. And when I finished wildland firefighting for the first year, my body was beat up. I was not energized. I was weak from my workouts. So I went through a nice little 30-day program to try it out. I didn't believe in it, because I'd never done cleansing before in my life. I was like, nah, I want nothing to do with this. And after the first 2 weeks, my energy had almost fully restored. And all I did in that first 2 weeks was do two fasting detox days in week one and week two. And the rest of the month, I was doing their nutritional shakes, the vitamin regimens, and my normal healthy meals every day. And by the end of the first month, just to fast forward that story, I dropped 7 inches over my whole body. I just went... and for people watching this versus the people listening, that's just a matter of my fat cells shrinking and helping my body detox and flush all the demons out, so to speak, and basically just pee a lot. But I had energy, shot through the roof, boom, dropped about 7 inches over my whole body, didn't lose any lean muscle mass because of my lifestyle and my nutrition. I was just trying to help the body do what it normally does, natural detoxing. And that's why I did it before the ski trip again, too. I've been doing it since 2010 because I do a normal cleansing detox cycle every basically 4 times a year minimum. And I went full blown like fasting detox for 48 hours, like for 2 days, like I learned years ago. But then fast forward to today, now that I come back from the trip, you know, I'm putting a little life into living. I was having wine. I'm on vacation, for God's sakes. I'm skiing at altitude. I'm just having these amazing adventures and amazing ski conditions, like blowing my legs up. My legs were like shot 2 days ago and I was still trying to ski. And so your body goes through a lot. And so that's why, as soon as I got back today, we flew in 6 p.m. last night. And for the listeners on the podcast who don't get this till Monday, that means Friday. And I woke up this morning and I said, you know what? I'm going to do an intermittent fasting day. For some of you who don't know what intermittent fasting is when you wake up in the morning, your body's already in a fasted state because you've been asleep all night, trying to rehab, trying to rebuild, trying to heal the body. And for me, my intermittent fasting, I like to extend that. So I will continue to that fasted state throughout the morning until at least around lunchtime. So the only thing I had today was a bulletproof coffee. That's one of my methodologies I use. I Google bulletproof coffee. Dave Asprey is the man. He also has his own podcast and very successful branding, what he does with bulletproof. But the whole point here is it's like a fatty coffee. So I took it to the next level, actually went and got an espresso, threw some coconut oil in, some grass-fed butter, and that's a fatty coffee. So my brain gets all the essential healthy fats that it needs to function. But I'm not, you know, basically consuming a lot of heavy proteins or food, allowing my body to stay in that fasted state. It's attacking and using my existing fat cells, which is helping with that cleansing and detoxing process. So I literally haven't had a meal yet today. I'm super stoked, super high energy. This morning when I left to do that, I started hydrating like crazy this morning, took my cleansing regimen that I take from Isogenics, the little shot bottles. And then I had a 9 a.m. Massage because my right leg was jacked. And shout out to my friend, Carrie Frick. Her new business is becomeahealthyyou.com. So becomeahealthyyou.com, Carrie Frick from Easton, Pennsylvania, finally gave her a shot at her massage techniques. And dude, that girl is strong and she is good. So thank you again for helping me out this morning. I still have a lot more work to do. But I mean, 9 a.m., this is how I love a new year, because this is already a part of my lifestyle. Again, amazing vacation to Colorado. I'm so thankful and grateful for having this lifestyle and being able to do these trips and having the friends I have, and through the hard work we all are doing day in and day out to grow our lives and our success. But first thing I did, I got back. I'm like, dude, I'm scheduling a vacation or scheduling a massage. I'm doing a little intermittent fasting, trying to get super, super healthy for that, trying to bounce back and get right back to my workouts and my healthy lifestyle from the vacation lifestyle. And then decided, since I was in Eastern Pennsylvania, I went to a place called Greenmouth. So anybody here's local in the Lehigh Valley who hears this, Greenmouth Cafe. Greenmouth is like a juicing place. They also make bulletproof coffees. I grabbed one of those there and I picked up a little supply of a green juice that they make. I'm not a huge juicing guy. Some of you listeners might actually love juicing. I'm not a big fan of that. But the cool thing is, juicing, like anything else, is in moderation. A lot of people don't realize when you juice, you're extracting all the juices, you know, and if it's a good source of vegetables and fruits and they're well raised, it could be nutrient dense. But to be honest, compared to 20, 25 years ago, they're not nutrient dense. So you're going to get a lot of sugar with that, because vegetables have sugar in it and fruit has sugar in it. So if you extract all the juices and there's no fiber left behind to slow the absorption in your body, you're basically drinking a sugar bomb. So if you're going to do juicing without the pulp, without that fiber, like some of you guys have, like the bullet blenders or the ninjas, like that's better, man. Like, blend the crap out of it. You're still going to make it easier for your body to absorb it, so you're still going to get a little bit of a spike. But in this case, if you're doing pure juice, you're going to get a sugar bomb. So I bought like a nice tall jar of it. But I asked her before I left, I'm like, how many servings is this? And she's like, well, I don't know, I kind of drank two or three. And no offense to this young lady, she was not a healthy girl, even though she worked at a juicy place. I'm not trying to judge. I'm just saying, okay, this person was considered in an overweight state. And no offense, she was like 20. So she doesn't know what I know from my years of study and from all the experts that I talk to and I research. So I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. I'm just trying to put it how it is, man. I got years of study into this. So anyway, I said, thank you. I drank it, noticed some of the sweetness right away. I'm probably going to get about 5 doses out of that, so I don't need to drink all of it right away. but more importantly, it's like, you know what? I was really jonesing for that. The one recipe they had cucumbers and ginger, and ginger's a great anti-inflammatory. So I just was jonesing for some of that, and it was the alkalized recipe, and it was just nice to change things up. So again, massage this morning, alkalized juice after that, and drinking my bulletproof coffee. So that's the only thing I had all morning, was a bulletproof coffee and then a little bit of that juice, and my vitamins like I normally take. And then after that, swung by, shout out again to another local business. Today's been a big support local business for my first day back from vacation. So my friends over at American Male in Bethlehem, Kylie is like the best stylist ever. We love you. And Tom, man, you're the man. You run one of the best businesses in the Lehigh Valley. And so I love going in there every month. They do a mean haircut, men's only salon. To the old hot towel thing and scalp massage thing. And guess what, guys? It's okay. It's going to be manly to take care of yourselves. It's all right to give yourself a good haircut, especially if you got girls willing to actually massage your head and give you a hot towel treatment and stuff like that. So again, shout out to American Male in Bethlehem. Love those guys and love those ladies. And you guys give a great local service as a business. So it's been a big return to Lehigh Valley and work with local businesses today, because went from Carrie Frick with becomeahealthyyou.com and Green Mouth Cafe and then American Male Bethlehem. And then I went to Buckman's a couple hours ago, which is a local sporting goods store, because I just got back from the craziest cool ski trip and it's warm here. It's like 50 degrees. It's like rainish. I said, the first thing I thought of was like, you know, no one's going to be skiing right now back east, at least locally. So I contacted all my friends and I said, hey, whoever's available, in an hour and 15 minutes. People are going to be showing up. We got a big garage out back, and I'm going to set up. I'm wheeling my grill back there. I picked up tons of meats and vegetables. We're going to eat very clean, very paleo. And we're going to be setting up the sawhorses, and everybody's going to bring their skis and snowboards over. And we're going to be firing up the irons, man. We'll be gonna waxing, sharpening, and tuning our skis for the Northeast style Pennsylvania skiing, or if people are going to Vermont or whatever. But I just can't get the bug out of my system, man. Colorado leaves its mark every single time I go. And that's why I wanted to share that on this podcast today, is that part of this, again, bringing it back to full circle here, is the whole 2017 reflection is there's a lot of stuff going on TV right now. I hate politics. I know I have to understand it. It's important as a citizen to know what's going on. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of people upset. But we have a choice. I mean, speak to what you believe in. Let's get rid of the violence. I don't understand it. I never did understand it. People piss me off when they destroy perfectly good businesses, glass and windows, and throw crap like, you're an idiot. You're brain dead and you don't belong on the face of the earth if that's how you're going to live your life. I'm okay with people speaking to what they believe in, and they're trying to make a productive change in society in a peaceful and nonviolent way. And so that's what was part of my reflection for today. I'm not a big political guy, but I felt it was important to talk about on this podcast episode coming out this Monday, since Donald Trump is now our president. And, you know, I didn't like him. I didn't like Obama. I didn't like a lot of our guys, but you got to deal with what you got to deal with. That is who was elected. Hopefully we can see a lot of positive change, but you're not going to see me out there living a negative life, spewing negative energies, negative words, and destroying people's businesses, because that doesn't make any sense. Why aren't we focusing on positive energy, positive change in our society, and using our voices for good change? So that's what I wanted to do for this podcast episode, reflecting on an amazing vacation, reflecting on that positive energy I brought back from Colorado, for this Facebook Live video for you guys who get to hang out and actually see, yes, I got a microphone and headphones, and this is what I do in my free time. I spew good positive energy online through podcasting now. That was the energy I wanted to bring back from Colorado, is that taking those days to spend time with my girlfriend, spend time with other friends. I got to catch up with old Colorado buddies. Shout out to Jason Chirillo, Dan and Andy, and the whole crew from Fort Collins, Colorado, the Cyclismo Youth Foundation from Fort Collins, Colorado. These guys, I used to, for the short time I lived in Colorado, I got to help them coach some kids' youth races for biking. And their whole purpose of the charity is to help get kids on bikes. And I love that lifestyle balance. And our trip was timed perfectly. They were supposed to come out. They're supposed to come out and do some backcountry skiing, because they're not ski resort guys. They're backcountry guys. And they were going to stay in a yurt. And if you don't know what a yurt is, Google it. It's basically a big hut in the middle of nowhere that you live in for the night. It's pretty cool. But unfortunately, the access road that they needed to get to it was plowed shut. So they could not get to this yurt. And they were going to do basically a board member retreat and discuss their goals for the youth foundation. These guys all have professional jobs outside of the foundation as well. But this is the importance of life balance and making positive change in the world, is that they're actually focusing on something good. And yeah, there's a lot of political BS going on right now, but what are we doing each and every day as individuals and citizens of this country to make positive change? And that's what I loved. I was like, it was perfect timing. These guys were going to hook up anyway and go skiing at least one of those days. And they text me at night and they're saying, hey man, our yurt is plowed in. We can't get to it. And we offered them up to come crash at the house for a second night, you know, a day earlier. And they said, you know what? No, we're going to focus on our work. They got a hotel room in, I think it was Edwards or Avon, Colorado, for that night. And then we met up with us later, and we had an epic day of skiing. These guys were all skiing telly, which is basically like doing lunges down the mountain on each and every other ski. It's I haven't done it yet. It's a leg workout and a half, and an amazing talent. But all these guys were skiing with us the next day at Beaver Creek and rocking the telly life. And I have good friends of mine, Jason and Brian, a bunch of other guys who are very good at tellying, and I'll have to add that to my repertoire soon. But the cool thing was, we all got to hang out. We did almost, oh God, I think it was 19,000 vertical feet of skiing all over Beaver Creek and Arrowhead Resorts that day. And I think I still had like 2 or 3 days left of skiing to do, so it was crazy. And then they all came back that night. We all hung out at the house. We fired up the grill that I shoveled out. There was like 3 feet in front of the grill of snow, so I got to at least get some upper body workout while we were in Colorado shoveling out the house and the decking and everything. But yeah, we fired up the grill. Wanted to make sure we were, you know, respecting, you know, my girlfriend's parents, who own the house, and take care of them and feed everybody dinner. And it was just a great family moment and just good energy. And all those guys got to go back and obviously take all their game plans that they have for this year in Colorado and Fort Collins and the surrounding area and helping youth and making positive change by getting kids on bikes and motivating them and getting them into races and doing good things. So again, Jason, the crew, if you guys see this on Facebook or you listen to the podcast, now that you know that I am a podcaster, thanks for listening in. And again, keep up the great work, Cyclismo Youth Foundation. I'll keep shouting you out. And I'm going to bring you guys on the show. So if you do see this, Jason, we got to get you on the calendar, man. So I got to get you on the show. So the last piece of Colorado is this. I've got friends, I have the best friends ever. I mean, that's, I think what life is all about. Part of this 2017 reflection and what we're doing in life and what we're trying to do going forward here is that, you know, surround yourself with the right people. I've brought this up on other podcasts about we're the product of our inner circle, the product of our environment. And you know what, if you got someone who's just full of negative energy, kick them the hell out of your circle, man. Why would you let them be in your life? Focus on surrounding yourself with amazing, close friends who care about each other. We're helping each other with their businesses, their careers, their personal lives, trying to help them find love or help them try and find success in a professional magnitude, whether it be as an entrepreneur or as a kick-ass employee of a good company, whatever it may be. But those are the people you want to be surrounding yourself with. If you're trying to find success here in 2017, look at the five people that you spend the most time with. I've used this quote from a famous man, Jim Rohn. He's a very positive, motivational person, and I've used it all the time, and there's a lot of other podcasters and a lot of other public speakers who talked about this guy and his background and his quotes, but we are the product of the five people that we spend the most time with. So if you're trying to make a new change for 2017 and you're surrounded by a lot of negative energy and a lot of just bad results, as things aren't working to your advantage, consider changing that circle. I'm not saying disown these people or kick them out of your life completely, but who are you spending the most time with now? And is that creating positive change for you? If it is not, consider changing that regular circle of people that you're being influenced by and try and meet new people. Try and find better people that are going to actually help you. So that's how I look at it, is this: if you're not surrounding yourself with positive people, making positive change in their lives and your life, you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people. And it might be time to really dig deep and help yourself realize, hey man, it might be time for a change. So again, back to that 2017 reflection, I'm so honored and appreciative of the people that I have in my life and the new connections I make every single day online, through the podcast, just through social media, whatever. I just want to make sure that you as listeners or people that are on Facebook Live or going to be listening to this podcast episode on the Live the Fuel show, just keep that in mind, is focus on people that you're spending the most time with. Are you all creating positive change in each other's lives? And if you're not, maybe make that as one of your New Year's resolutions. I don't really believe in them because I think that's a short-term mindset. You should be focusing on a long-term commitment. This goes for health, fitness, weight loss, muscle gains, CrossFit gains, whatever we're talking about, ski racing benefits. Is everything that we're doing now is to build to a long-term successful lifestyle. So, everything you're doing now and going forward should be focused on that. And that's part of my message here, whether it be getting back from a killer Colorado ski trip or just focusing on trying to give out good, positive information on the podcast here, whether it be in the local Lehigh Valley here in Pennsylvania or people in other countries that are now listening to the show. Thank you. Shout out to our international listeners. I got to go back and see what countries are still listening. But I'm excited. This is awesome. I wanted to give a shout out to everybody who just shows to pop on here on the Facebook Live here. I think I saw Beth Berger was in here recently, Megan Pickett, Wendy Stroll, my sister Terry Mulvaney. Hey, sis. So there's been other people, but the screen doesn't keep me a whole list. I don't know where everybody else is at. So, there's her. Kylie. Yeah, Kylie was on here as well. And my boy Will Blair down in South Carolina. And one of my old buddies, James Robbins. Dude, that guy taught me so much. If you're still listening, James, you are the man. This guy was like one of the best wildland firefighters that I ever got to study and learn from. I basically know jack shit compared to this guy. And he's still out there risking his life every single day and training more rookies and snookies like myself. So James and everybody else out there, by the way, from the U.S. Forest Service and everybody else still serving as a wildland firefighter, it was an honor being able to consider myself a brother and a former firefighter working with you guys. You guys taught me a lot, and I'm trying to take that knowledge and channel it into everything that I still do to this day, even though that was from 2010 and 2011. By the way, thank you. All the grays in my beard and my hair kicked in exponentially after 2 years of Wild and Fire. So you show up with only a couple, and then when you leave after a year or two, that's one of your gifts is accelerated aging and showing your wisdom, as I try and use it as. But according to my friends, I'm like, not any wiser. I'm just a little more older looking. So anyway, guys, it's 2017. Make positive change in your life. Make positive change in other people's lives. I got to go get ready for a garage party. We're going to be grilling up some meats and vegetables and basically waxing up some skis and sharpening, helping people's ski equipment get it to the next level since it's such a warm weekend here in Pennsylvania. For those of y'all who are watching on Facebook, thank you for watching. And again, if you haven't found the Live the Fuel show, please check it out. Give me a review on iTunes, download a couple episodes. It's still new. It is launching in September of 16. So I'm just hoping to provide valuable content. And again, the tagline for my show is we're here to fuel your health, business, and lifestyle. So to our podcast listeners, thanks for listening in. For our Facebook Live listeners and watchers, thanks for hanging out. I'll try and give a shout out to everybody later. But anyway, just something new I'm playing with for the show, and it's a weekend. Just got back from vacay. So, all right, guys. This has been awesome. Again, have a great 2017. We'll talk to you guys again soon. Keep living the fired up epic life, people. Later.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.